MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, November 10, 2025. The governor is ordering full SNAP benefits to be distributed, and Memorial Day is tomorrow. Rain, low 50s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 2:41 p.m. Governor Mara Healey has ordered the full disbursement of SNAP benefits to more than 1.1 million Massachusetts recipients who've been cut off from food aid during the government shutdown, benefits President Donald Trump's administration is now demanding the state to undo. Healey said we'll see him in court if Trump attempts to claw back the money. Healey on Friday directed the State Department of Transitional Assistance to begin distributing full Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits Saturday in anticipation that money would be available after a federal court judge in Rhode Island on Friday ordered the Trump administration to pay out the benefits. The Department of Agriculture on Saturday wrote to state SNAP directors warning them it now considers payments unauthorized, marking the latest swing in a seesawing legal battle over the anti-hunger program used by 42 million Americans. Patrick Penn, Deputy Undersecretary of Agriculture, warned that states could face penalties if they did not return the money. A reminder from the Salem News this year, Veterans Day is tomorrow, November 11, of course, and cities and towns on the North Shore will hold various ceremonies and programs to observe the holiday. City and town offices, schools, and other government buildings will be closed for the day, and due to the holiday, there will be a one-day delay for trash and recycling pickup routes. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, construction at Gloucester's Rose Baker Senior Center will lead to the facility's closing for a few days later this month. A notice said that the Senior Center will be closed from November 21 through at least November 25. Plans are to reopen on November 26, but improvement-related construction may extend as well. Elise Sinagra, Director of Elder Services, said the work will take place in the center's kitchen and include the installation of a catch basin and a new generator. She did not provide an estimated cost for the work, but said the mayor's office is involved with the project. The center's staff suggests people call the senior center to confirm the facility is open before stopping by November 26. The center will also be closed for the November 27-28 Thanksgiving Day holiday. Caitlin D. reports in the New Report Daily News. In Amesbury, in the wake of the proposed $6 million budget override question's failure Tuesday, local entities are facing cuts. Amesbury Public Schools is among them, with the city's website stating prior to the override that 27 teaching positions would be cut if the question was voted down. The override question, proposed by Mayor Cassandra Gove, said, shall the city of Amesbury be allowed to assess an additional $6 million in real estate and personal property taxes for the purposes of funding the operating budgets of the city and of the public schools for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2026? 58% voted against the override, with the question failing in every district. The override would have raised personal property and real estate taxes, but restored staff and programs in the school system. It would have also retained positions in city departments. Zach Lair writes on itemlive.com, in Swampscott, Big Blue Bargains, a nonprofit thrift store, has donated $5,000 to Anchor Food Pantry in order to help those who may struggle with food insecurity in wake of the disruption of SNAP benefits that left many in a state of uncertainty. Big Blue Bargains is a thrift store that promotes conscious consumerism and directly funds or charitably donates to areas of need that benefit and strengthen the community of Swampscott. Vice President Laura Lynn noted that the donation was made possible thanks to the many donors and volunteers who helped support Big Blue Bargains' mission to improve the community of Swampscott, and that this donation is a perfect example of how small acts of kindness can lead to a grand gesture. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, 9 North Shore High School football teams advanced this past weekend to the quarterfinal round of the MIAA playoffs. The teams are St. John's Prep, Masconomet, Marblehead, Gloucester, North Reading, St. Mary's, Pentucket, Bishop Fenwick, and Amesbury. On Saturday, Endicott College football trounced New England College 63-0. The Gulls will host Curry this Saturday with a noon kickoff for Senior Day. Nationally ranked Endicott field hockey won the league tournament over the weekend, winning its 20th straight game. In boys soccer in high school yesterday, St. John's Prep advanced to the quarterfinal round of the playoffs with a 1-0 win over Lowell. The Prep's Garrison Murphy netted the game's only goal. Rockport edged Turner Falls 2-1 with Charlie Donato scoring both goals for the Vikings. In girls soccer, Masconomet blank Westwood 4-0. It was Marblehead 1, Oliver Ames 0, and Hamilton Wenham posted a 2-0 win over Mount Greylock. The past weekend, both Salem State and Endicott College opened winter schedules with men's and women's hockey and basketball. In pro sports, the Patriots beat the Buccaneers in Tampa yesterday 28-23 for their 7th straight win. Patriots play Thursday night at home against the Jets. Celtics beat the Magic last night 111-107. Up next for the Seas, a road game Wednesday in Philadelphia. And the Bruins won their 6th straight game on Saturday in Toronto. Tomorrow they host the same Maple Leafs back here at the Garden. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.